This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You know how when you go to the doctor, you have to spend time filling out forms and updating your insurance and figuring out your copay, and then maybe you don't get as much time with the doc as you want? Bad as all that is for patients, it makes doctors crazy, too. So thousands of them have ditched insurance payments and started taking their cue from luxury hotels. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman charts the rise of concierge care.
Gus Bates had had enough. Enough standing in lines, enough co-payments, and enough reminding his physician who he actually is. Then he heard about a doctor with a different kind of practice.
It's like the Little House on the Prairie medicine, where the doctor, you have a one-on-one relationship with your physician.
Call it boutique care, direct primary care. It's best known as concierge care. Generally, patients pay a monthly fee like a gym membership. And what do they get? A physical and access to their doctor 24/7. It's the second time this week Gus Bates has seen his doctor in Fort Worth.
I know his house. He knows my house. He's been over. I have told him everything where before. I didn't tell a doctor everything. I'm not going to get through it. Do you take Tylenol PM every night? Yeah, whatever, bud. He has coaxed it out of me to where he knows my everything.
Of course, this kind of care is expensive. Bates can afford $1,700 a year for service. His wife pays a bit less. They also pay for high-deductible insurance to cover anything their concierge doctor can't, like emergency care.
The consumer looks and says, you know, is this worth it to me?
That's Chris Ewan, Bates' doctor. He says not having to deal with HMOs and paperwork saves a lot of money.
Today, I don't nickel and dime them. EKGs, urine, spirometry, all the testing I do here, I don't have to go through a bean counter through the insurance company and the government. Therefore, I get the cost down.
Across the country, 4,000 doctors offer concierge care. That's 30% more than last year. It's growing fastest in states like Texas, California, and Florida.
Of course, it's attractive to physicians who go from maybe 3,000 patients down to 600. You know, who wouldn't want to do that?
Sandra Carnahan is a professor at South Texas College of Law.
In my opinion, it's really substantially more about the doctor wanting more money and a better quality of life than it is about better patient care.
So does concierge care keep patients healthier? There's not much research, but one Tufts University study shows patients do receive better service and faster referrals to specialists. The other big question is where concierge fits in once more people have insurance under Obamacare. Dr. Ewan isn't worried.
Even if you have insurance, you still don't have access to care. You can have all the insurance you want. You still can't get in to see the doctor.
Which is why thousands of people are willing to shell out thousands of dollars a year to have their doctor's cell phone on speed dial. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.